Pentecost and the Holy Spirit baptism, where the God in Christ becomes the Christ in you. Celebrating God's holy fire and unequaled power, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
You can have more power. You can have more purpose. If and only if.
In his sequel to Revival If, best-selling author Rod Parsley explores the incredible power and presence of the Holy Spirit. You'll be equipped to ignite a revival in your life and embrace your role in the next great move of God. It's time to let the fire fall. Pentecost If, the new book by Rod Parsley, available now. For more information, visit PentecostIf.com.
The first time in your life that you are truly confronted with the absolute reality and consequences of sin by the conviction of the Holy Ghost, hear me, is the first eternal crisis of your life. Now listen. I want to talk to you about the profound purpose of Pentecost. Now, let me set everybody at ease. The profound purpose of Pentecost is not so you can speak in tongues. Oh, boy, did it get quiet. God wants you to have your prayer language. God wants you to speak in tongues. Paul said, I speak in tongues more than y'all. You're supposed to pray with your understanding and pray in the Holy Spirit. You build yourself up in your most holy faith, the book says, praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in tongues. Of course, you can also pray in the Spirit in your native tongue. That means when you're praying, there comes an anointing on your prayer. The presence of God settles on you. All right, now, I'm going to put my glasses on. Is that all right? I'm going to put my glasses on, and I want to go to the Gospel of St. John, and we'll begin at verse number 7. Jesus said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. Somebody shall thank God for truth. And if anybody's a truth teller, it's King Jesus, right? He said, this is true, because he knew it's too hard to believe. It is necessary for you, Jesus said, that I split, that I go away. It's actually not the word necessary. It's the words to your advantage. Jesus of Nazareth said, I'm out of here, but I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to send you the Paracletos, one exactly like me in every essential detail and quality. What did Jesus say? You've seen me, you've seen the Father. I am in him, he is in me, we are one. So, when he sent the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, you must understand it was God. As God had done in Christ, returning to this earth. No, you still don't have it. We talk about the Holy Ghost like he's some, you know, I don't know, third watered down version of God. Jesus wept over Jerusalem and said, oh, at the times I would have gathered you together under my wing as a hen does her chicks, but I couldn't be everywhere at once. Because I laid down my omnipresence and left it in heaven to show you how you could walk this thing out in the earth by the Spirit. We don't have a, you know, some kind of faux God. It is God, the creator. Listen to this. The purpose of God's apex creation, which is you, made in the image and the likeness of God. Made that way. Not behaving that way. God's apex creation, man, the purpose of the creation, you, watch me, is to contain the creator. You hear me? He said, he that is with you, Jesus of Nazareth, on the earth, manifested in the flesh, shall be in you. Because he could be with 12, but he couldn't be with people on the continent next to the continent because he was a man. He laid down his omnipotence, omnipresence, omniscience. He left that in heaven so he could be our example of how to live the God life on this earth. So that the Spirit of God, say Spirit of God, may conform you to the image of Christ. Conform. You ready? To be conformed is to behave according to the standards of God. To think according to God's standard. To be and become in Christ's standard. To speak as Christ would speak. To act, to behave as Christ would act and behave. Well, there is so much more still to come on today's breakthrough concerning why it was so very expedient for Jesus Christ to go away before he could send the blessed Holy Spirit to take his place on earth. The Holy Ghost is God himself manifesting in your life and mine the very character of Christ himself. I am so excited to be right here at our great Breakthrough World Ministry headquarters tonight, right next to the magnificent Fire of Pentecost World Globe on our campus here in Columbus. The flame at its center is not only inspiring, it also points to the profound purpose of Pentecost, a sign to the entire world that the fire burning so brightly in us transforms us, purifies us, and purifies our intentions and our motives. The Holy Spirit guides us every day, all day. The fire of Pentecost ignited the 120 gathered in that upper room in downtown Jerusalem at the fulfillment of the Feast of Pentecost. Well, perhaps there's no greater example that could be given than that of the great Apostle Peter. He had denied his Lord 3 times and then scurried off into obscurity. But after receiving the mighty baptism in the Holy Ghost, he boldly, fearlessly preached the very first message of the infant church. More than 3,000 were born again that day. That same transformative power is precisely what our world needs right now. Hear me now. This is no time for a retreat, but rather it's time to advance God's great kingdom, to preach, to teach, and to give witness to the unbridled anointing and supernatural power of Pentecost. Your commanded Pentecost offering today will help me take the message of a risen Savior to a culture and modern church that has lost its spiritual direction. So I'm asking you right now to enlist and become an agent of redemptive change. You can do that by simply helping me raise up a new generation of spiritual leaders at Valor Christian College, spreading the fire of Pentecost from coast to coast and around the globe through our expanding network of cohort campuses. These students are receiving top-notch education and the fire of the Holy Spirit. I want to ask you if you just prayerfully consider a double Pentecost love gift of $50 in each hand. That's an offering of $100 or more. When you do, I'm going to rush to you brand new ministry resources and gifts, including a specially signed author's edition of my exciting new book, Pentecost If: Ancient Secrets, Timeless Truths to Release the Power of Pentecost in Your Life Today. It'll set your heart on fire. You know, before I walked out here today, the Holy Spirit began to let me know that He would position some very, very special friends, maybe you, that God has blessed to help advance Pentecost across America and around the globe. Every day, breakthrough is turning down tremendous airtime opportunities simply because we need the funds to start up. So I'm believing right now for at least 10 sold out soldiers filled with the Holy Ghost, ready to sow an uncommon Pentecost seed of $1,000. Now, if that's you, I want to bless you with a beautiful desktop globe. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 is inscribed in its beautiful base. The glistening golden circles will remind you how your gift is taking the message of Pentecost to multiplied millions every day through our worldwide broadcast of Breakthrough. Your generous Pentecost offering given with a heart of love is appreciated so very, very much. And it's absolutely vital to our end-time mission together to reach souls. So please, call the number. It's right there on your screen. Also, use your phone. It's right next to you. And make use of that code, that QR code. Hey, that makes it very quick and easy to do. So call now, won't you? Or just scan that QR code on your screen. It'll take you right over to rodparsley.com. Or I love to receive your letters. You could write to me today with your gift. Please don't put it off. Pentecost is Sunday, June 8th, and I'm praying the fire of the Holy Ghost to burn brightly in your life and in the hearts of everyone you love.
Accept your Pentecost appointment with power and believe for 7 blessings of Pentecost to be released into your life. Give in obedience to God's instruction and sow your Pentecost seed today. Be one of the first to receive a special author's signed edition of Dr. Parsley's book, Pentecost IF. Ancient secrets and timeless truths to release Pentecostal power in your life. This book is a lifetime in its creation and testament to 50 years of integrity. With your Pentecost seed of $100 or more, you'll also receive an exciting 10-disc ministry set on ancient secrets for Pentecostal power. Plus, experience the power of the Word of God by listening to the new CD, Prayers of Personal Power, Salvation, Healing, and Deliverance. Be encouraged by the rich anointing on Dr. Parsley's words and music that will set the atmosphere in your home for peace and prosperity. Help reach the world with good news of Christ and the Holy Spirit with a special Pentecost seed of $1,000 or more. As our thank you, we'll include this stunning 13-inch globe that symbolizes the way you are helping reach continents and cultures. The golden rings evoke the divine commission you're helping to fulfill. Call with your Pentecost gift. Scan the QR code to go directly to rodparsley.com or mail your offering to P.O. Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216. Thank you for helping Breakthrough carry the power of Pentecost to the world.
Let me explain sin to you. It is horrible. Sin is to be abhorred. Fools think the pastor's talking about somebody else. Fools mock sin. And sin mocks fools. But the very moment, now come with me, the very moment that you truly get a revelation of sin, which is only possible through the Word of God and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, when you truly receive the illumination of sin by the Holy Spirit, then and only then will the cross of Jesus Christ become equal to the horror of sin. Only then we will begin to truly understand why the cross was necessary. Why it was necessary. For God does give his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe upon him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Here's why. The wages of sin is death. And it doesn't matter if you consider yourself a part of the church today or you've never even heard of Jesus. Sin is the same. It's the church that when a man slaps his wife, says it's his mistake. That's not what the Bible calls it. Here's what the Bible says. Forever brand the name murderer on the forehead of every sin and every transgression. Regardless of who's currently committing it. But what can be expected in this user-friendly, people-pleasing, faux church culture where evil is called good and good is called evil, where sin is elevated to sovereignty and man is magnified above his own maker? The first time in your life that you are truly confronted with the absolute reality and consequences of sin by the conviction of the Holy Ghost, hear me, is the first eternal crisis of your life. Hear me. And from that moment forward, you decide your own destiny. Life, death. Blessing, cursing. There are Christians that walk in a curse. Because the Holy Ghost supposedly will make them shout, but can't make them pray. Make them testify and prophesy, but can't repent. Good God Almighty. It's your choice. Peace, turmoil, love, hate, your way or God's way, victory or defeat, heaven, hell. Only then can you truly see sin as God sees sin. Not as the culture sees sin, not as you view your own sin, but as a holy God sees sin. You know how he sees it? One word. Intolerable. God, unlike us, will not tolerate sin. Now, don't forget, my wonderful friend, the Feast of Pentecost is one of only three every year commanded feasts of the Lord, when God himself commands us to appear before him and that we do not come empty-handed. I'm believing, I'm agreeing for your accelerated blessing as you include a 50 or multiple of 50 in your gift today. That's what happened for Janice. She moved to a brand new city, but she was unable to find a new job. I know many of you certainly understand. She says she was nearly out of money when she made a faith decision. She had heard my teaching about the power of Pentecost and immediately sowed a sacrificial Pentecost offering. She says, within 30 minutes of mailing her offering, the owner of a company she'd interviewed with called on a Sunday night to let her know she had been hired. Well, bless the Lord. Why don't you believe God right now? Call that number right there on your screen. Sow your very best Pentecost seed, just like Janice did, and then join myself and millions around the world in prayer for the unlimited power of the Holy Ghost to sweep through your life and across America and around the world. Come on, let's set the world on fire. In just a few short days, I'm believing for perhaps the greatest outpouring of Pentecost we've ever witnessed in America's camp meeting, Dominion Camp Meeting. Now, mark your calendar. Get your hotel booked now and join the thousands for Friday, July 4th weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 4, 5, and 6. The Lord God has given me a powerful, life-transforming message. It's burning in my spirit already, and you sure don't want to miss it. Plus, we've got a tremendous lineup of God's ministry gifts to share with you this 40th year anniversary of America's Camp Meeting. Pastor Tony Suarez will be here. Bishop S.Y. Younger will be here. Dr. Medina Pullings will be back. Bishop Clint Brown will be here. Pastor Tommy Bates, you want Pentecost, You want Pastor Tommy Bates, Bishop Brandon Clack. Joining Harvest Music Live all week long will be none other than my spiritual daughter, Lisa Brunson, along with Jonathan Stamper, Lizzie Morgan, Joshua Drum, and Todd Galbraith. When you're celebrating 40 years of miracles, salvations, healings, deliverances, it's the time to do it up big. Now, you hear me, every pastor, listen up. You've got to be here one day early, July 3rd, Thursday, for a very special City Harvest Network work pre-camp meeting celebration. If you're not currently a part of CHN, get connected today. Just go to cityharvest.network. Plus, we'll enjoy together a great night of fellowship, of food, and the greatest fireworks display you and your family will ever enjoy. All the details are right there at dominioncampmeeting.com. I'll see you at America's Camp Meeting, the 40th year celebration of Dominion Camp Meeting, right here. I'll see you next time on your breakthrough.
Accept your Pentecost appointment with power and believe for seven blessings of Pentecost to be released into your life. Give in obedience to God's instruction and sow your Pentecost seed today. Be one of the first to receive a special author's signed edition of Dr. Parsley's book, Pentecost If: Ancient Secrets and Timeless Truths to Release Pentecostal Power in Your Life. This book is a lifetime in its creation and testament to 50 years of integrity. With your Pentecost seed of $100 or more, you'll also receive an exciting 10-disc ministry set on ancient secrets for Pentecostal power. Plus, experience the power of the Word of God by listening to the new CD, Prayers of Personal Power, Salvation, Healing, and Deliverance. Be encouraged by the rich anointing on Dr. Parsley's words and music that will set the atmosphere in your home for peace and prosperity. Help reach the world with good news of Christ and the Holy Spirit with a special Pentecost seed of $1,000 or more. As our thank you, we'll include this stunning 13-inch globe that symbolizes the way you are helping reach continents and cultures. The golden rings evoke the divine commission you're helping to fulfill. Call with your Pentecost gift. Scan the QR code to go directly to rodparsley.com or mail your offering to P.O. Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This broadcast is made possible because of the faithful monthly support of Revival Covenant Partners. Thank you. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.